Alisa.
Alisa, okay. Oh, thank you for taking that time to chat. It helps me to ground and connect with your energy, okay? Dear God, and your purpose in this life, you, she has one aesthetic heart, a dishti ititik, sitashtya, but in the beginning, teachers did not recognize that nation and your brilliant mind. And so you had your own struggles as a child. While you would never do what your son did, you understand on some level. He has. So know this. Ashitatya. You as you are. I want you to know this. It's for me now. To let you know that I really love you. Have. Oh sure, there was times when I got pissed. But never. I never would have left you and caused you the grief and the pain and all of. Yeah, I'm sorry, but time goes on. A different time granted than the Earth's time. So, I've chosen now, as you have, to turn this situation into a time of healing and helping. I guess there is some of me, of you in me. For I'm wanting to help. That I am. There are many others, like I said. It's kind of a holding place. And we here have to make amends for what we've done. The way to do that is to help in some way. So go make some kind of retribution to those we have hurt, and to clearly see what we've done. Once we have done this, we can move up into the light, into that beautiful, beautiful light. It's not dark here. It's not. And it's not a bad place. But it can be uncomfortable when we're forced to look at what we've done. He actually is a very spiritual being. He really is. Was. And so there are those up there, and they don't know what to do. They would love to be able to come back and speak to, you know, their loved ones, but they don't know. They don't know that they can. He does. He's very wise, and he's it's not like he's a teacher, and you know, he's actually, he would have made a wonderful teacher. Mm-hmm. He sees that now. He sees that now, that he said, if I had chosen to stay, I see that teaching would have been my gift, so I can do it from this place. And so he talks to others, and he shows them how they can change and move through this place that they're in so that they can go to a at Etiashti Karatatiatya Karatatiatya. I see so many of those wonderful angelic qualities in you now. Had to say that. He says that the angels are assisting him in helping, and it's his purpose. It's his purpose now. A purpose, even if it isn't on earth. And it makes me happy. No, never. There is never a time that you cannot communicate with any of us or anyone who has crossed over, and that includes angelic beings, guides, angels, or the deceased. Rates adishti ititikashya consciousness adityashtya that itya ashityatyashya all people. It is the intent of God adishti adityashtya that all people be able to communicate freely whenever they so choose. It is
in my hearing.
You know, I don't know. I have been told by other, it just came to me in February of 1999. I remember the day very clearly because when it came, I couldn't shut up. I was meditating and I just started babbling in this language and I had no idea what was going on.
Sounds like a real language.
Yeah, I've been told by other psychics that it's from the Akashic Records and it's the original language of the earth.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very, just very fundamental. Just rings, it resonates in some way. Now let me ask you, Eric, have you been visiting people as they are saying, or are they just delusional?
Oh, no. I've been very busy, Mom. I have to tell you, up in this realm, let me kind of explain where he's at, because he's not really, there's a place where people that pass away who have perhaps not, who've not really come to the light in their lives. So it's like a holding place, and it's where they go, and they have to kind of learn before they can move up into, I guess, heaven. I don't know what else that's my belief, but so they go there and they're forced to kind of look at their lives and see what they've done, and when they can then make retribution, they move up. He's not really there. He actually is in a much higher place, but he's there helping others, if that makes any sense, I guess.
Yeah, yes, because that's what I was told also, that he has something to do a little differently than most suicides.
It's right, because he's a very spiritual being, and he recognizes it's his purpose now. So yeah. He's in a much higher place, but he also is able to kind of go back there and assist. So yes, no, they are not delusional. He visits. He said it's wonderful. He says, I'm getting a kick out of it. He tells me, because he says it's the coolest thing, he says, that you can travel, and it feels very free and very light. So he visits he can hear, he says, to talk, and he hears you all the time. And that's wonderful. He says, don't be in pain, Mom. Anya, I'm not.
Eric, were you in the kitchen day before yesterday with Arlene? My grandbaby, they were always very close. But she all of a sudden started running and running around, looking behind her like and giggling like somebody was chasing her. And then I said, Ollie, who is it? And she didn't say anything for a while, and then she looked over to that area and said, "Is Eric?" And she never mentions Eric's name except when I show a picture of him and say, "Who is it now?" Was that you, Eric?
Do you see now, Mom, how much fun I'm having? Yes. Yes, it was.
Oh, good. What about Randy Whitcomb? She was wondering. She was walking her dog. I think she's in San Francisco. And all of a sudden, I mean, she usually smells roses when her grandmother's around, but all of a sudden, she got a strong smell of marijuana. And, you know, Eric had told us before that he would sometimes have that smell so that we'd recognize it was him, just as a joke, even though he really didn't smell marijuana that much. So was, Randy wants to know if that, she's real sweet, wants to know if that was Eric with her.
Also, that was me. You know, Mom, I loved humor. It was a sadness mixed with humor, my life. And so, it is the same up here. We don't change that much. Our personalities are similar. So yes, it was me.
What were you trying to tell? Were you just visiting her, or was there any purpose behind it?
Simply visiting. It's like finding that you can travel anywhere at any time. And I get such a kick out of seeing and visiting. That this will pass, and that I need to get a bit more serious here, but for now, I'm enjoying it.
Do you mean that at one point you won't be able to travel and visit?
Oh no, he will, but it'll be for more of a purpose, you know, more...
not just having fun.
Okay. Yeah, right, yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess you have that balance there too, though, Eric.
Right? Yeah, right, exactly. He says. You know, he was quite a smart... He was very...
have fun, sometimes at the expense of moving forward with his life. This is something, I got one email from a woman who also lost her child, sort of berating me, saying, "You're pushing your son, you're forcing your own ambitions on him, it's like a quasi-deification." But really, Eric's been almost pushing, Eric, you've been pushing me, come on, let's write a book, let's do this, let's do that. I just don't even sometimes want to get out of bed in the morning, so.
Yeah. You need to tell her, he says, that the way it is. Don't you see how you and I now can work together? Something that we really couldn't do so much when I was alive. Why do you think that I'm so connected to you? We have work to do, Mom, both of us. You on the earth and me up here. Who would have thought?
One girl says, "Is it really your mission and destiny, Eric, or is this just a way to help you avoid the real work you need to do?" But I think that's already answered. This is your real work right now.
It is my real work right now, Mom. It is, and I love it. I really love it.
And the same person asks, "Is communication with the living admirable, or is it just a waste of time?"
Okay, was she meaning like communication with
like him coming over?
adadekashtekatya. How can knowledge ever be a waste of time? Adadekashtekatyashtya. Think of it this way, and you can adashtekatya, let this woman know, adadekashtekatya, the knowledge that can be gained. We see so much more from this place that we're at. We understand. There's an understanding. And the higher you go, the greater the knowledge. There is no way it could be a waste of time. That would be to say that someone's life on earth was a waste of time.
This other lady wants to know, are you neglecting your own evolution to make us happy here? Or is it just a guilt that you just want to make it up to all of us? But
a difficult question, and it circles around. We must see what we've done. So yes, there is pain that as we look upon our lives. That's necessary for the evolution. It's how it works here. So they do. They have to see what they've done, and when they recognize it, and when they can truly see and others, that's when they can move up. So
I was wondering. That's kind of something that I feel too, and I think it's sort of different than most people feel. I really love looking at my mistakes and my flaws. I see them as stepping stones to success and teachable moments, you know. And so it is painful, but I almost relish it.
Yeah. And there you see, Mom, another aspect of us that we share. I'm really seeing from this place how much alike you and I are in many ways. Oh, I never would have said that, but I was there.
That's
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's one question from somebody. She wants to know, are you, quote-unquote, the one, like Neo, the Matrix? Why is it your mission to break through in this manner when people have been trying to make these connections for centuries? Why here? Why now?
There are thousands and thousands through the centuries who have made the connection. It's been going on for as long as the earth. People communicating with deceased or the angels, guides, whatever. It's nothing new. And there are others who also share my purpose here, who have through the times, even what I do, and my mission is no different than others here who share what I do.
I guess you also just have to have a willing secretary or transcriber here on earth, you know, to make the connection to other people.
Sometimes not. There are people who truly hear and feel, as you've gotten emails from some. So some connect easier than the others. It just is, and has been through all time.
Do you have any messages for anybody in the family, Eric? How about your sister, Michelle? How about Papa? Any messages for Papa?
There's an element of humanness that causes me to miss you.
Recently, where she saw Eric sitting in our game room, And she went up to Eric and said, "Eric!" And he seemed startled and said, "Oh my gosh, you can see me? Do you think that it was her consciousness projecting, and, you know, that, did she actually make sort of a astral visit with you, Eric?"
Can see Atash and those who can hear Atashtiatya. Remember Atashtiya that while people think dreams are not reality, Atya, they are. They are a reality. It's the reality on the other side of the veil. So pay attention to your dreams, Mom, and tell others to do so also, for they always contain some elements of knowledge, or it can be someone from the other side trying to tell you something. But there always is a meaning.
When she was little, sometimes we would have the exact same dream, like we were on a boat and there were little bitty turtles, I mean real specific ones, and the turtles were kind of safe from going overboard because it was very rough seas. So I'm just wondering, does she have some sort of gift of being able to project her consciousness into this other reality more than a lot? She also had things like as she was going to sleep, she would feel sort of paralyzed, or when she was waking up, it's almost like she wasn't quite in her body yet.
Yeah.
And things like that.
Okay. Now this is your guardian angel speaking, as he's referring to her because she has more knowledge, he says. Large or expensive or intense, but perhaps just a seminar of something that sparks her interest. She connects with the other side. It's natural for her. It's what she came into this earth to do.
So that was her seeing Eric?
Yes, she was. And she has, if you could encourage her, this is your daughter?
Mm-hmm.
If you could encourage her to pick up, you know, any kind of books on perhaps connecting with your angels and guides or healing energetically or even books on past lives, it's where her, she's supposed to do something in that, with that in her life. It's why, she just, so any seminars, if there's any speakers that come that she might be interested in, like Doreen Virtue or Brian Weiss or,
any
of those.
She's a lot more interested in often spiritual centric path, and she sees that as one shining spot she tries to glean the positive out of the negative.
As she does, her purpose will become much, much more clear. What does she do now?
Well, she's as a baby, she's working at a clinic, but she's also trying to finish up school so she can become go into the medical field, like become a physician assistant.
Right. She's a healer just like you, and that's what they're saying. But she has amazing gifts, spiritual gifts, so she needs to, you know, just encourage her to develop them in any way, and it'll come natural. I mean, there isn't any specific, whatever books interest her, you know, like,
she'll find her own way.
Yeah, but she just needs to look for them, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Any messages, Eric, for her, maybe?
Okay. Question. again at that dish did, I never thought I'd say this, but tell her that I'm proud of her. And tell her that, you know, there were many times when I was young, that I wished I was more like her. She seemed always to have such a knowing and kind of a peace.
My daughter, she's in medical school now. She's 26, just turned 26.
Seemed to know what they were doing but me. I'd be playing practical jokes that weren't so meant to hurt. I envied you, I loved you too. You go.
Luca, your 17-year-old brother. Any messages for him?
And
the deal about Lucas is, for some reason, he seems to be so disconnected from it. He says he's really over it. He's never really shed a tear. He said, well, we weren't that really close, and I know that Eric's in a better place. So that's why he's a little bit disturbed by the fact that he really has not grieved.
That's why he's afraid if he allows himself to grieve. He said, I used to do the same thing, cover things up. Things that were too painful to face, I did exactly the same.
Your Annika. Annika's 15.
He says, I'm crazy, but he also sees that it's a good thing. I cry and weep. He said she has a sense of drama. She can be very dramatic at times. Because she's so emotional, it's easy for her to, she moves through things.
Are you going to visit her at all?
I have been at the desk, but she it's a good thing. It's just a stage that she's going through now. But yes, eventually she will be able to see him. He says he visits and he watches.
Oh, and Lucas, have you visited Lucas? I'm sure you probably have.
Oh yes, many, many, many times.
But still, he's also having trouble
connecting. He shuts it off.
Eric, are you saying that you, it seemed like you did not have much work ethic here on Earth, and, you know, I remember telling you that it didn't make any difference to me. I mean, I never cared what you did for a living, and I've always tried to teach you that money is just very unimportant when it comes to, you know, more important to do what you love and to love what you do and to try to make this world a better place. And you just didn't really find your way here. Do you think that it was your destiny then to go to the other side where you could accomplish more?
Then for his highest good, it would have been to stay and to work through everything while here. But he chose to leave, so that's choices honored. They never take away free will.
And he could have easily not have made the best of a bad situation.
That's exactly.
I'm so proud of you and I love you.
in an anacostia. Thanks, Mom. Something on earth that I loved, there's joy in it. So I found it up here, and there's joy in this. I just wish I didn't have to hurt so many people to find it. I apologize. But let everyone know, all those that I love, that I am truly happy. I found something here. I found a purpose that I just couldn't seem to find when I was living. And I'm going to leave you. Of course, this is something that I usually don't do, and I'm really thanking you for giving me the opportunity to do this. I'm learning a lot myself.
Me and you both. What do you feel about helping some of the other readers that I think they could benefit by this so much? Would you be up to something like that?
Oh, yes, I would. Yes, if I can. That's my purpose. I mean, this is my purpose, what I do. And if I can help anyone, yes, absolutely.
You don't have to channel through Eric, of course, but obviously you can go to their guides. What did my guide, the guardian angel that first talked, what was her name, Verona or Veronica?
Verona, she says.
Okay, I want to forgive her my love and thanks, and I also want to apologize for for so many people, including myself, the fact that it seems like we don't thank them enough, and we do a lot of asking, but not enough thanking, and not enough sending love. So I send her my love.
It's acknowledged and so appreciated. So that we travel, and we're there with you. The veil is thin. It's easy to step.
I will try harder. My mind is very busy. Sometimes it's very difficult to find a quiet place in my mind to do that, but I'm going to work on that.
Okay, this person is grieving.
Thank you, too. That was amazing. And what I think I'll do, is, with your permission, of course, is try to get the tape, when I get it, turn it into some sort of digital format so I can post it.